This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. Manny Bazunas, along with accredited mortgage professional Angela Keller. So pleased you could be with us. We're heard at this hour every weekend on CKNW. We spend the entire hour, as the show name denotes, talking about mortgages, real estate, what you need to do, what you need to stay away from. And it's all courtesy of one of the most recognizable mortgage professionals in the nation, Angela Keller. AngelaKeller.ca is how you reach out to Angela. And Angela, I think for the first time in a long time, we are going to have a guest on in just a moment. Who is from out of province. You actually arranged a mortgage for Aiken in that strangest of all places, hotbed of romance, iniquity, fortune, intrigue, danger, and the Calgary Stampede, Calgary.
Yes, and you know, Manny, we've been doing that more this year than ever before. We've usually done a few mortgages in Calgary or Edmonton in our neighboring province of Alberta, because some clients have moved there or got transferred there, or their parent or loved one here in BC wanted to make sure that their niece, nephew, daughter, son, granddaughter used us over in Alberta. And this year we've noticed, as a result of the findings and discoveries over the last few years of people being able to work more remotely, that people who did work remotely, if they couldn't purchase here in BC or find what they wanted, people are buying houses in Alberta for $400,000. And here you're lucky to get a condo for that amount. So it's very easy to see that even people who are working here full time and don't yet have jobs secured over there are putting more money down. They're buying houses for around $400,000. They're putting down 20% because they're buying it as a rental, and they're still renting here, and they won't move over there until they've secured jobs. So it is a very, very common trend that we're seeing in our office. And I would have to say that probably one out of every four purchases that we're working on at this moment in time, at this snapshot in time, so it is quite notable, is in our neighboring province of Alberta.
That is incredible, that statistic. One out of four purchasing in Alberta. And you know, Angela, as well as I do, that Alberta is running a series of advertising campaigns on CKNW encouraging people to move to Alberta. And of course, they point out that housing is much more affordable in Alberta. Having lived twice in Alberta, I can tell you it's one heck of a province to live in. It is a very entrepreneurial province, and if you are in business or looking certainly for a more affordable place to live, Alberta is prime property. We thought we'd invite Aiken onto the show. You did a Zoom call with her just a little bit ago, and we thought we'd feature Aiken, who recently moved to Calgary, and with the help of Angela and her team, procured a fantastic mortgage.
Now, would you mind sharing with our team a little bit about what inspired you to reach out to us in the first place?
Yeah, so the home buying process is always a little bit scary. I'm a first-time home buyer myself, and I just didn't know where to start, a lot of things to read up online. And then the first thing I look towards is referrals. So what have my friends experienced? Have they worked with great people? My partner's friend referred you guys. And just during the initial conversation, I got some really good vibes from you and thought it might be a good fit. So I want to move forward and ask more questions.
Oh, that's amazing. We do the majority of our practice through referrals of family members and friends. So that's always so heartwarming. We always look to take good care of our family, as you know. Mm-hmm. And so first-time homebuyer, share with me a little bit about that journey. And I'm hoping that maybe you'll share a little bit about where you started and where you ended up.
Yeah, so I'm originally from Vancouver, where kind of buying a home isn't within the realm of possibility, I guess, for someone as young as me. It's definitely later down the road and a lot more of a burden. But I moved to Calgary because my partner has work here and I work fully remote. When I moved to Calgary, it seemed like the prices were a lot more affordable, and renting, it just makes a lot more sense to purchase a place. So took a look at a few options. I thought that the condo that I'm in right now was a pretty good fit. It's in the university area. So then I just started doing my due diligence, reading the forums, reading different websites, seeing what kind of questions I have to ask and kind of what sort of people I have to look for, if it's through a bank to get a mortgage or through a mortgage broker, real estate agents, asking them the right questions. So I found you guys, and then it was smooth sailing from there. It's kind of where I
Oh,
am now.
well, that's amazing. And I see you're in your new home. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All settled now after the summer.
Yeah, we had to do a couple of renovations, painted the walls, added in some new flooring because the carpet wasn't too nice, but overall it's been really great.
Well, I couldn't have explained it better myself. You're amongst many British Columbians that, if they have the opportunity to work remotely, have decided that in order to get their money working for them as soon as possible, to move over to Calgary. So, how's the weather over there? What's the biggest adjustment?
I think the biggest adjustment might be how sprawling Calgary is. So as affordable as Calgary is, there are pros and cons. I do miss the food in Vancouver. I do miss the walkability and the transit. But Calgary is quite nice. You just have to drive everywhere because there's a lot of highways, a lot of roads, but it's close to the mountains, which I quite like. It's a short drive to the Kananaskis if you want to go hiking. There's also a beautiful Bow River that runs across. So in the summer, people go stand up paddleboarding there, or you can enjoy Prince Island Park. So overall, pretty nice. Also, the winters are long. I feel like I was a fake Canadian in Vancouver. Never really snows in Vancouver, but here it's a lot more snow.
Yeah. Well, we're just excited for you that you can get your first home. And I think getting into the market is one thing, and we'll continue to help you over the years. And as you build equity, you'll have nothing but options moving forward for you and your family.
Fingers crossed there. It's been an exciting journey for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, with all the experience that you've had, what would you recommend to others that are looking at getting a mortgage?
I would say, regardless of how good the people you're working with are, it's really important to understand the process yourself. What I found really helpful was you guys answered a lot of my questions, but I had to have questions to begin with. Do some reading online, making sure that I start understanding the process, because if I don't know where to even begin, I don't really know where I should be kind of asking the questions and getting that nitty-gritty information. Yeah, so I found that to be quite helpful to do the readings. And I think once you get over the initial shock, you'll realize it's not as scary as you thought. As long as the numbers line up, as long as you do your due diligence, as long as everything is kind of done in the right process, buying a home is a scary first hurdle, but definitely manageable and not as bad as many people think.
Excellent. And what was your experience like working specifically with our team?
I really liked how you guys were accessible in answering my questions. I had a very, very long list of questions, and I didn't feel rushed. Everything, the process was clear. I believe one of the folks helping me was out on vacation sometimes, so we had different members of the team assisting me, but I didn't feel like that was confusing. Felt like you guys had a tight internal communication and that everything was still seamless despite having several people on my file. And I look forward to our yearly chats. I mentioned this before, but it seems like it genuinely feels like you guys are working to help make this process better for me. So I look forward to kind of like looking at the mortgage again, seeing how we can reevaluate and improve it. And that continuous service is really nice.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the difference, working with us specifically is we have a different proactive approach, and everybody is at an understanding of where the file is at all times. So you don't feel the stress of, the reality of having to rely only on one person, which, when you think about it and you think about what the alternative is, you almost wonder how you ever in the past may have just relied on one person because you're then susceptible to their schedule. But when you have a team of people who are all working towards the same goal with you, you can rest assured that you don't have to re-explain everything to everyone, and everybody has your common goal in mind to start.
For sure. And it's the thought of just signing off when your mortgage comes up again, and then you just go to a bank and then you just renew it automatically without kind of doing your homework all over again and reevaluating it. That's a little bit scary because the banks just give you whatever rate they want to give you. So.
Yeah, and they always have a bias. And you know, people always ask me all the time, they say, "What's the best bank out there? Who's your favorite bank? Who's your favorite credit union? Who's your favorite lender?" And my answer is always the same. It always changes. You know, sometimes certain lenders are good at certain things, and we're just grateful to have so much competition in the space because then we can uniquely design and align you with who is the best fit for your specific goal and your specific life stage and circumstances. And that will always change. And so fundamentally, I know that you're with one of the best lenders in the country, because they have the lowest what's known as the IRD. Because when you're comparing all the banks and trust companies and credit unions, one of the things that we look to do, provided you qualify, is we look to put you with a lender that doesn't use posted rates to give you the discount. Because if when people are quote unquote advertising a rate, they're generally doing that for a reason. But if they're advertising it from what the posted is, what they don't tell you, because they're only working for that lender and their goals to get the business, is they don't tell you that that discount that was used against you is actually going to work against you in the future if you need to make a modification. So you're with a monoline lender where you wouldn't have that circumstance if you needed to make a change. So a lot of well-qualified Canadians are unaware of that. They say, "Well, how it was explained to me is at my bank, I got the best discount minus 2% or minus 1.5%." And you think that it's based on the rate when you're very right. It's based on the overall cost of borrowing and the modifications that you make to your mortgage throughout the years in order to get ahead. And you know, you purchased at a perfect time before interest rates really started to rise. But well, as we go through the annual reviews, you'll notice that we will recommend that you increase your payments to stay with inflation throughout time. So regardless of what happens in the market, you won't suffer from payment shock from going from a really low interest rate to where interest rates could be at the time. But of course, we don't know where rates will be at that time, but having that ongoing management will help modify the strategy that you'll have, and it'll help protect your equity as well.
It's a really scary time, but I think as scary time is everything that you said. And also my rate, it seems like the rate that you guys got for me was just astonishingly low in the first place. A lot of when people ask me, "What's your rate on your new house?" And then they just couldn't believe it because every other rate they've heard was just so much higher.
Exactly. And you know, you are to credit for that though, because you started early. So starting the process early compared to when you think you're gonna buy, if you the earlier you start, if the moment that you're thinking about it, it gives you a significant market advantage because not only can you modify your price because you qualify for more, but you get a lower interest rate secured than if you just start exactly when you want to go buy a place and then you're only dealing with those market circumstances. So you are equally proactive and the perfect person to get the benefits of what's out there because of your collaboration and alignment to make sure that we're working together to do everything we can to help you moving forward. So it's just
Thank
been an
you.
absolute pleasure. My team and I are really, really happy for you. We give you our warmest congratulations, and we look forward to helping you for the years to come.
I feel like this conversation was the thing praises about you guys, but I didn't expect you guys to do the same for me, and I'm just like blushing a little. Like, thank you for the kind words.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure to work with you, and it's because of your commitment to learning and your commitment to doing whatever you can to put yourself in the best situation that I know that you're going to be significantly financially ahead of your peers, and you will continue to surprise your peers as a result because you do the work, you make sure you align with the right people, you know, you have an understanding of the questions to ask, and you ask the questions so you gain the clarity. And with clarity is power. So you are one powerful woman.
Well, I hope so. There's just so much to go through. I feel like it's constantly a learning process. Every time I find out one thing, it's like you dig a little deeper and there's more to it. So
Always.
it's a never-ending learning journey.
Yeah, life is
Yeah.
lifelong learning. So it's just
Exactly.
so great. We couldn't be any more happy to have you as a part of our family, and we are here for you and your loved ones for the decades to come.
For sure. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, as I said, the yearly calls, and I think it'll be really good.
Excellent. Well, we know we have a friend now in Calgary too.
Yep, for sure.
Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you, Angela. Take care.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye.
Just awesome story, Angela. First-time buyer, able to work remotely as many do now. Just could not stand the high prices of homes here. Decided to move to Calgary, and she did. She did her homework, as you heard. She got referred to Angela and loved the whole process, and now is all settled into her new home. Any mortgage questions, any mortgage renewals, Angela is the person to talk to. We are going to feature another special guest a little later on in the show, how mortgage restructuring through the Angela Calla mortgage team can actually save you money. Angela Calla, Calla.ca, Angela Calla. .ca. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. I'm Manny Bazunas, back in a moment. Welcome back to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. Manny Bazunas, along with accredited mortgage professional Angela Calla. Angela Calla, Calla.ca. Should point out that there is no fee for Angela's service, so when you get your mortgage restructured and save money, there's no fee for that. When you get a mortgage through the Angela Calla mortgage team, there's no fee for that. Or if you just want to drop by the office and discuss your options or give her a call or an email, obviously no charge for that. So it's a win-win situation all around. Angela Calla, Calla.ca. Time now for our resident real estate expert from Royal LePage, Rob Boys. Robert, I was looking at a recent survey on what Canadian home buyers want in a home. Now, what you're likely to hear again and again is space. However, Rob, as this survey suggests, we want a lot of things other than space. You've seen the survey, and there are four priorities for home buyers. Number one being, and this was a bit of a surprise, a main floor bathroom.
Yeah, wow, Manny. And of course, it depends on the type of home, but of course, a main floor bathroom. Especially as we start to age. And, you know, I know my in-laws have a newer townhouse and one of those townhouses where it does not have a main floor bathroom. So, you know, you're constantly, when you gotta do your bodily chores, you gotta head upstairs to take care of that. So, you know, even just a basic two-piece, I strongly recommend, not only is it a must-have, but you should avoid purchasing properties that do not have a main floor bathroom. Now, of course, if you're talking about a single family residence, you will generally have that, but you may want to suite it. And, you know, that's another thing that people, especially now with raising interest rates, a lot of families combining households, you want to be able to, you know, have bathrooms upstairs and downstairs. And it's just convenient for everybody. It's a good physical asset to have in your property for sure.
The other three were also not a surprise, well, sort of a surprise, but one kind of struck me because I don't have one and I would love to have one. And in my next home, which I'm looking for right now, as you know, Robert, because you're helping me out with it, it is a definite must for me. And this survey points out that it's a must for most people, and that's a garage.
Yeah, for sure. Whether, you know, you hear about, you know, the aspect of storage and, you know, with your vast car collection, Manny, of course, you know, you need that multi, you know, space garage. But, you know, storage, in some cases, people want a, you know, a gym and sometimes they put it in the garage. But, you know, we come across it all the time. It's just more safe, secure for your recreational toys, your bikes, snowboards, skis, you know, all your summer equipment and whatnot. So, you know, absolutely, whether that's, you know, occasionally we see, especially some of the older townhouses, sometimes they just have carports. And, you know, most of the time people wish they had something that they could enclose, or of course, typical garage that is enclosed, safe, secure for all your storage, keep your vehicle safe. And all those types of things. So absolutely.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that I want a garage, is certainly for the security of my vehicle. And having grown up in the prairies, as you know, Rob, everybody had a garage. There was no such thing as parking your car outside unless you were absolutely foolish and had a variety of heaters, including a block heater for your engine to keep the oil flowing. Master bedroom with an ensuite, that doesn't surprise me either. I think as people get older, as you pointed out, it's a short walk from the bed to the bathroom, and I think that as the population ages a little bit, that is certainly popular. The fourth big thing that home buyers are looking for is a private outdoor space. And boy, can you blame people for that? We are stacked on top of each other in the lower mainland, and I can understand why people want some privacy.
Yeah, for sure, Manny. Let me quickly go back to the bathroom for, you know, the ensuite bathroom. What we see in a lot of specifically older homes, you know, built pre-1970 and whatnot, we see a lot of times a two-piece bathroom off the master, which is good, but is actually generally one of the easiest upgrades to do, whether you're, you know, home occupying or you're looking to do a purchase and a flip, because there's generally closet space beside or behind in another bathroom. So yes, you're taking away some closet space, but I can show you ways how to add closet by attaching a closet. Now you've expanded. Of course, we need the room in the primary bedroom, but you can now add a shower within there and really increase the value. And once again, that is the way to increase value for sure.
Do you think most people, Rob, are looking for a home with the intention of selling for more money than they bought, or are they the current crop of buyers just looking to get into the market and relax a little bit in their own piece of real estate?
For sure, the renovation and flip craze has definitely been halted right now. And, people looking for their own sanctuary, their own, you know, place to relax. A lot of people were working out of their own home, and I know there's a shift away from that, even more than a shift. I know a lot of people have been, it's now become a condition of employment is that you return to work. So, everybody wants to know that their primary residence is, you know, safe, secure, and it's going to be a good investment. And it doesn't matter what market, you know, and I'm going to go back to a common four-step process that I talk about all the time that I've kind of refined myself, but it's location, space, price, and cash flow. And what we're noticing, and even in these tougher markets with raising interest rates and lower inventories and lower sales, is you can check all four of those boxes. We're still seeing, believe it or not, multiple offers when homes are priced properly. And of course, they have location, space, price, cash flow. And let me just catch the other point that you made as well, Manny, and that's outdoor space. And of course, as the lower mainland continues to grow, we continue to have an influx, and we really don't have good access to a lot of outdoor space outside of our properties, right? So, we have some struggles up in an area where I own some property and access to Bunsen Lake and Sassamat and whatnot. Although there's still access, they're, in my opinion, they're not well managed by the bureaucracies that we want to, or we expect to manage our parks better. So that puts more pressure on the individual spaces, you know, that we have attached to our properties, whether that be single family or townhouse. Of course, we're not going to have that so much in condos. So, you got to be, I often say, is the mistakes you make in a hot market are really amplified, when the market slows. So protect yourself, work with an experienced realtor such as myself, and just make smart strategic purchases. So, because we always want to maintain the value of our properties.
Rob Boies from Royal LePage, robboies.com, robboies.com. In the municipality in which I live, Robert, they approved coach houses. You talk about private outdoor space. Put up a coach house, see how much private outdoor space you've got on your lot. I think it's absolutely ridiculous because it adds, parking woes, additional parking, and you're basically taking away any green space for the municipality. Of course, they want the tax dollars, which is why they're stacking people on smaller lots by allowing them to build out, even though the lots are, the average Vancouver lot size of 33 by 122. You got two homes sitting there as opposed to one, so you got twice the tax revenue, but you have relieved people of any private outdoor space. Let's talk about a great listing you've got on Robson Street. Robert, I kind of like this, and one of the things I like about this particular condo, it's right in the middle of everything, yet there is a lot of green space around.
Yeah, for sure, Betty. And once again, this is a unique property. It's on Robson, and I know you and I had a discussion offline, and you're like, you know, wow, this was on Robson Street. So a lot of people, you know, miss this part of Robson, really, really close to Stanley Park, literally in this case, half a block. Now, this is not my listing. I would represent the buyer. I will use all of my experience and negotiation skills to get a much better price than this. This home has currently been listed for 23 days, which is, you know, kind of average in this market. I mean, we're seeing north of 45-day listings. But this unit's at 1950 Robson Street. Let me point out, not for investors, because you cannot rent these units out whatsoever. I know a little bit of history on this property specifically. You can't even have relatives come and stay there for a couple of weeks, say you've gone out of town. So it's it's really only for an owner occupier. But lots of updates have been done to the building with windows and whatnot. So amazing location. The space is nice. It's a two bedroom, one bathroom. The two bedrooms are kind of back to back. So, you know, great maybe if you have a young child or something. Does not have open patios, but it has a nice little sunroom off the master. So really only access off the master. There's no other access to this sunroom. Just under 900 square feet. Does have parking and storage. But once again, it's walkable to everything. So you're, you know, just about two blocks, just a Robson, block and a half to Robson, when all those amenities, Robson and Denman, some great restaurants. You can easily walk down to the beaches and whatnot. And like I said, Stanley Park is only literally half a block. So, you know, if you're someone who likes to get out and be active, tons of green space, like you said, around this general area. And it's a, you know, it's the West End. So it's got some low density population in the area, but excellent location, 1950 Robson Street. It's priced at $950,000. Once again, I'm going to get you a much better price than that. I think it's a little bit overpriced, but once again, I'm here to represent the buyer only in this case. So 408 1950 Robson Street, priced at $950, get you a much better price than that. But for 900 square feet, in-suite laundry, no rentals whatsoever. You can't do any rentals in this building, and this has been well established in this strata. They really don't want rentals. So owner occupied, and like I say, open house this weekend, but give me a call and I can probably get you through for a private showing.
RobBoys.com is how you reach out, and just think Stanley Park at your front door. RobBoys.com, RobBoys.com. Rob Boys, our resident real estate expert from Royal LePage. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. I'm Manny Bazunas. Back in a moment. Welcome back to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. Manny Bazunas, along with accredited mortgage professional Angela Calla. Angela Calla, C-A-L-L-A dot C-A. You know, Angela, the last thing I'm thinking about when I go to my doctor's office is my mortgage. There's no reason in the world for me to think about mortgages when I'm going to get a physical. However, this did happen to a client of yours. Deborah said she heard of you at her doctor's office. That's got to be a first.
Not for me, no, because our office is in the Burke Medical Building. So in there is doctors, dentists, life labs, a clinic. So it is a very medically focused building. And I've always thought that health and wealth go hand in hand. Without health, you have nothing. But with ease of finance also improves mental and physical health, right? If you ask people what their number one stress is, it's usually money. So ensuring that that's in good hands, and ensuring that you feel empowered and you know that you have the best option for you moving forward, and it's made as easy as it possibly can be for your specific circumstance, then for us, we saw it as the perfect place to have our office.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because I was wondering what the heck was going on with Deborah when she said she heard of you at the doctor's office. That's awesome. I can go to your office now. I can get a physical. I can get my COVID booster. I can have a cavity filled, and I can get a mortgage all in one visit. I mean, that's fantastic. But we thought we'd invite Deborah on with us this evening to talk about her experience with the Angela Calla mortgage team, and you had a chance to catch up with her just before the show via Zoom.
So grateful that you could join us today, Deborah. Would you kindly share a little bit about what inspired you to get in touch with us in the first place?
Absolutely. I was looking for a mortgage jointly with my daughter, and I needed to have, just wanted to get her into the whole mortgage responsibility and owning a home. And I was looking for a mortgage, obviously, and I was going through some other different vendors and lenders, and they just were not being responsive. A lot of delay in taking, getting calls back and taking their time to get back to me. And with the increasing rates, the way they were going, I knew that I needed to speak to somebody who could actually reach out to many different people at the same time and just quicken that process. So I knew that I had to call you.
Ah, thank you. And where did you hear about us?
A couple different ways. First of all, my doctor's office has your particular signage in its building. Uh-huh. So every time I would go to the pharmacy or to my doctor's office or even the life labs there, your signage was very clear. And so it always just kept in the back of my mind. Second of all, on my drive to and from work, the Dominion Lending building is something that I pass by all the time. Yeah. And thirdly, I used to work in the financial industry myself doing this very thing. So, of course, talking to our membership, et cetera, I was very well aware that you were around as well. So,
wow. Well, that's amazing how the universe kind of brings all of that together.
It did. It did. Perfect timing.
Exactly. And what was the experience like previous to calling our team and dealing with us?
Yeah, previously, I was setting out all the information, of course, and it was literally days. And honestly, sometimes weeks before I was getting any response back. And that was just, I understand, having been in it, how crazy the market was and still is. But that was too long to even say, hi, I'm working on it, or another question or any follow up. And that just wasn't acceptable. I needed better service than that.
Yes, of course, of course. And what was it like dealing with our team?
You know, right from the beginning, I had a call the next day. Introductions took place, of course, asking what it was that I wanted, and discussing what products, et cetera. And then it was daily after that, there was always a connection with somebody, and certainly actually a team of people. Sometimes I had two or three people that I was replying to in a group, and that was wonderful. So I always had a contact with somebody, and they were very good about the integrity of your organization and saying what they can and they can't do, letting us know the ins and outs of how it was going to work. And I found it all very clear. They provided very good lists to work off of. So I was able to just meet those obligations and get it done, get it done, get it done. And so the whole process moved really quite quickly.
Excellent. And what advice would you give to other people that are wondering about their mortgage options and what steps they should take?
I think that I would suggest do a little bit of research about what kind of product you want, you know, just the basics. You know, this would work. Your company would go over that with them anyways, but if they just kind of have some feeling about what they would like, would definitely help. And get your documents ready, you know, go in, just basic items like your identification, your payroll, your tax returns. Pretty much everybody has those somewhere. Go pull them out. Your company will let them know which portions they need and help them through that. But the more you're on top of it, the more you can quicken the process, and it's a good round benefit for both parties. So I would just say, do your homework, ask the questions. It's good to just get the clarification, and your guys are really good about answering that. So don't feel afraid to ask questions. It's totally fine and acceptable to do so.
Excellent. And how does it feel now that the mortgage is all completed?
Really great. You know, wish the interest rates were better, but of course that's the market. But I feel, very comforted that my goal was accomplished and it was done in a timely manner. No surprises, all completed fine. And I would absolutely recommend people go with this method. Because at the end of the day, you guys are working to get the best scenario for your clients. And that's really at the heart of it. So I feel very satisfied.
Excellent. Well, it's been an absolute privilege to help you and your daughter. And I know I speak on behalf of my entire team when I say that we're looking forward for the years to come and we consider you a part of our mortgage family. So thank you so much for everything.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for asking me.
Yes, my pleasure. Have a wonderful week. I really appreciate the time that you spent with me.
Okay. All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.
Well, I was interested to hear her talking about how she had been in the mortgage industry at some point in her life, Angela. And so she knew a little bit about the do's and don'ts. And when she realized that she was dealing with one of the country's leading mortgage professionals, I think that added a lot of comfort to Deborah. She said, as you may have heard, that she had looked at a number of lenders, but there was always some sort of a hang-up or an excuse. There was a delay in responses. And unfortunately, that's just what you get when you go to some of these big financial institutions. And so she was really pleased when she got all those straight answers and right away from the Angela Calla mortgage team, which is one of the things that you are known for.
Yes, and it's very interesting to me, Manny, to see. I've had a lot of people in industry, not in industry, saying, yeah, well, I called my lender and I never heard back, or I'm waiting to hear back, but I don't know what's happening. And I just find that so surprising. Regardless of the market, we've always been able, within a reasonable period of time, to get back to the people in our office and let them know, you know, what the next step is, or, you know, there's no reason to leave things hanging anywhere. So, I feel grateful that our systems and our processes, I guess, have not allowed for that. And just our general care of people, I suppose. I mean, we're very fortunate that way.
Well, it was fortunate for Deborah because everything worked out. She got exactly the mortgage she and her daughter were looking for through the Angela Calla mortgage team. You can reach out to Angela. I should point out there is no fee for Angela's service. Angela Calla, CALLA.ca, AngelaCalla.ca. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. Manny Bazunas, along with accredited mortgage professional Angela Calla, back in a moment. Welcome back to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. Manny Bazunas, along with accredited mortgage professional Angela Calla. Over the years, we've talked oh so often about a great way to save money on your mortgage, and that's by having Angela restructure it. You know, get a whole new mortgage at a lower interest rate than you're currently paying on some of those outside debts that you have. If you roll those outside debts, you know, credit card debt, car debt, student loan debt, etc., into a restructured mortgage, you pay a lower interest rate, you save money. Angela, you recently helped Ben, a mechanic from Maple Ridge, and wife Tammy, a school teacher. They were looking to restructure their mortgage, roll some outside debt into that new mortgage, and you did exactly that, saving this couple $686 net dollars every month.
It's just so incredible when this is what makes us excited every day to see who we're going to help, because when you are going through your day to day, you're working, you're paying your bills, you know, we all have those moments of looking at our savings and go, oh, when is this going to end? When am I going to be able to do something different? Can I do something differently? But a lot of people don't know what to do or where to turn. And so when they just reach out and they realize that there's a different way to do things, which encompasses paying off your outside debt, having one payment, and then you can actually plan what you want to do with that money. It's so powerful because now you get to see how you can build your wealth instead of living paycheck to paycheck. And so we actually do a lot of webinars on these types of things, Manny, to kind of walk people through the numbers. Like, this client had this mortgage. We broke this mortgage and included these specific debts. And then now they have this payment. And now because they're saving thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars a month, they could increase their qualifications by this much. But if they take what they were currently paying, they can pay their mortgage off 17 years sooner. Or they could, you know, take half of that and pay the mortgage off sooner and the other half and now contribute to RRSPs and get tax refunds that they can use for further tax reduction and plan for their future retirement. Or, you know, they can also contribute to RESPs to a degree because the government matches that to a certain amount. So maybe families want to take advantage of that. So it's exciting to start building wealth for people, opposed to them feeling so vulnerable to anything that could happen in their life because they don't know there's a different way to do things. So if that is you or you know someone or anything like that, you know, feel free to send us an email. We have webinars coming up consistently on those.
AngelaCalla.ca, AngelaCalla, C-A-L-L-A.ca. You are listening to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. I'm Manny Bazunas. Back in a moment. Welcome back to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. Manny Bazunas, along with accredited mortgage professional Angela Calla. Angela Calla, C-A-L-L-A.ca. We not only talk about mortgages, Angela, but we talk about possibly the best mortgage book that has ever been written by yours truly, Angela Calla. The Mortgage Code, all proceeds to a very worthwhile charity.
Yes, this year now, moving forward, we're giving the proceeds to the Tri-City Moms Group. So if you live in Coquitlam, Port Moody, or Port Coquitlam, and even the surrounding areas, or you ever have, and you're a mom, you're likely a member of the Tri-City Moms Group. And I'm telling you, this group is supportive. They help mamas in all kinds of ways with financial support or medical support in terms of helping them navigate different challenges that they might be going through. And so I'm happy to contribute. We feed, we take care of our community. We take care of our mothers with the support that they need. And I'm so grateful to have lived in this community now for 20 years and be able to help people in any way that I can.
The Mortgage Code, written by Angela Calla. It's a bestseller on Amazon. I encourage you to go to Amazon.ca, check it out, buy it, with proceeds going to the Tri-Cities Moms Group, always a worthwhile charity. You have been listening to The Mortgage Show on CKNW. I'm Manny Bazunas, along with accredited mortgage professional Angela Calla. We'll see you next time.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.